It's 8:23. Car Crasher Jim Bray, our car crasher buddy, sits in cars and reviews them and
hopefully doesn't crash them.
Deploy the airbags, and we talk to him every couple of weeks. Got him on the line this morning. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. How did you like the Porsche Carrera? Like, I have to ask.
Well, you know, I was a little bit frightened going into this one because it's a brand new Porsche 911 this year. It's called the 991 model, replacing the one that was the 997. I have no idea how they come up with these numberings. You'd think they'd just call it the 911, but anyway.
Yeah.
So this new one is longer. It's lower. They've made a lot of changes in it, including they've moved the engine a little bit forward in it. So it's still a rear engine, but used to be when you were putting up the spoiler on this thing, it was actually just the engine cover that went up. And now that... that doesn't happen since they've moved the engine forward. There's actual spoiler behind it. But anyway, you know, I've heard some writers complaining about the new electric power steering as opposed to the old hydraulic, I guess it was. And I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm just not enough expert in these things, or they haven't given me enough of them to play with. But I noticed no difference at all. I came away from the car. I just love it. I think the new styling really works. Porsche's stylists have been called by some the laziest, in the market because, Let's face it, the new 911 looks pretty much like the original 911. I, on the other hand, admire their restraint. There are so many cars that I've loved over the years, and then they come out with a new generation, and they've screwed it up. This one, they haven't done that. The new one, actually, it makes the last generation, which I loved so much, look a little bit frumpy in comparison.
Did they change the price with the new look?
Not really. It still costs an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
Except now the leg, I think, is a little bit longer that they want from you. They've also changed the interior, too, given it kind of a Panamera look. They've raised the center console and put a bunch of buttons on there.
Right.
I'm kind of two minds about that. It works well. Everything is nicely in reach, but the sunroof buttons are close enough that when you reach over them, you're liable to put your elbow into the face of the passenger.
Really? Okay.
I guess that's the price of admission for getting to riding the Porsche.
Yeah.
Now, and the new sunroof looks really big,
right?
And now goes over the top of the roof instead of inside the roof. So I guess that increases headroom a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I never have a problem with that. But it's not that much bigger, but it does look great.
Well, how much was this Porsche 911 that you test drove? What was the sticker on it?
Well, the sticker on the one that I had, which included, of course, options, was $146,795.
Wow.
So that's, it starts at $110. So,
well, that's more reasonable.
I'll get two then. This one again had a very expensive paint job, like the Panamera I had a while ago. This one was lime gold metallic, which sounds really disgusting, and I have to admit it's not my favorite color.
Right.
But what a babe magnet! We had people, women, hollering at the car, at a red light, saying, "We love the car. We love the color."
Yeah.
So. But $3,600, I didn't love it that much.
All right, it's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, and you also got a chance to drive the Toyota Camry Hybrid. We'll talk about that in just a moment. It's the Live 88.5 Startup. Ottawa's alternative rock, Live 88.5, and Man on the Moon from REM. It's the Live 88.5 Startup, and it's 8:40, and your long weekend weather. We'll look at that right now.
Long weekend looks pretty much perfect. Lots of sunshine Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Temperatures in the mid-20s all 3 days. Very nice. Enjoy them, because we're looking for a bit of a downpour on Tuesday when the remnants of Hurricane Isaac hit our way. Getting us there, beautiful day today. Lots of sunshine. Humidex will take it to 35. A little windy. Some scattered showers in 35 tomorrow. Right now, 15 degrees in Ottawa.
Live 88.5 Car Crasher Jim Bray does audio auto reviews every couple of weeks for us. You'll find written stuff at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. And we already talked about this Porsche 911. What do you got next, Jim?
Well, the Toyota Camry Hybrid. I was actually quite curious to try this one.
Right.
Well, it was because I really liked the last Camry I drove. It was the Camry SE. And I mean, the Camrys are pretty, a pretty vanilla car, just basically mainstream. But I was amazed when I drove the SE. It was tight. It was actually rewarding to drive. Heck, it even had paddle shifters in this thing.
Right.
Just very, very un-Camry-like. And it was about $32,000. And I had been leaning toward my favorite car in that niche being the Kia Optima.
Right.
But after having driven that Camry, I was kind of leaning back towards that again, having always been a Toyota fan. Then I got into the hybrid. This car is really sloppy. It's like they've added an extra wallow setting or something to the suspension. I mean, it's not tight or anything. It didn't help that I got into it right out of the 911, but it's after a while, you know, the 911 fades in memory and you're just driving the Camry. And very, very, very sloppy. You know, it wanders across the lanes and that. I really don't know. Now, surprisingly enough, I didn't hate the hybrid stuff in this, other than the continuously variable transmission, which is, you know, actually not as bad as some. But the hybrid part actually was not bad at all. I mean, it's a 2.5 liter four-cylinder engine with the electric stuff on it, which gives you about 200 horsepower equivalent. Okay. And that was fine. The car just drove fine. It was just that, you know, you point it in a straight line and it ends up going sideways on you. It's just really bizarre.
That's so weird that it would be so different from the other Camry, because we're still talking about, for most of this, the same suspension system, aren't we?
I would have thought so, yeah. I was really amazed when I got into this thing. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you had to have a hybrid, but I would recommend just getting that SE or even getting the SE V6. One other thing rubbed me the wrong way about this one was that, yeah, it had Bluetooth, and the Bluetooth worked fine for the phone and for streaming audio from your phone, but it did not have voice recognition. So if you wanted to dial the phone, you had to pull over to the side of the road and punch the number into the touchscreen, which means, you know, so why bother having Bluetooth?
Right.
In order to get the voice recognition, you have to go up to the leather and premium audio package, which takes the car from $28,990, which I think is not too bad for a hybrid, up to $34,500.
Oh, holy cow. That's a big big leap.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you get a lot of other stuff in there. You get the premium JBL audio, which, you know, I would recommend, because Toyota's standard audio systems are pretty crummy. But I don't know. I mean, to me, really, the reason to get that is the voice recognition, and that's a big premium just for that.
Very good. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can read his written reviews at live88.5.com and click on the startup engine. Thanks for the time, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update is...